Good day and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host. Oh man, you didn't write it down today. Well, James.
Yes, right? I figured James. It's your name. You should probably remember it.
It's early.
It's true. It is earlier than we usually do this.
So yeah, James Sutherland, and with me is Jason Hewlett.
Oh hey, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. There we go. We're on top of it today. We need those coffee IVs, I think.
Definitely. Yes.
So, as promised, today is going to be a really cool episode. It was the Lisa Watson session I had after the initial session, which I need to go for another one because it's spectacular. But it's a great conversation. That's basically just how Lisa opens up any session you have with her, what she tells you all about what she's going to do and why she does it and what she practices, and explains the phenomenal experience you're about to have.
And I've listened to it, which it is really interesting because it's not regurgitating what we've done before, because I was just talking to Lisa about her practice and why it's important, but this is actually giving you a taste of what you're in for. And then in future episodes, from time to time, you recorded your entire session with her.
Yeah, that was 2 hours of just spectacular work and knowledge. Like, her base of knowledge on this stuff was just incredible.
So we'll just kind of intersperse them throughout in the future. Like, not going to show the whole 2 hour session, but just bits and pieces that are pertinent that people might find value in.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it's a great introduction and gives people an idea that, okay, when I go to see her, this is what I'm in for. And if you had any skepticism beforehand, once you hear this little chat that she goes through and explains the process of what she does and why she does it and what she's looking to do within the session that's coming up, you'll want to go. Guaranteed.
Exactly. So why don't we dive in and let Lisa talk for us?
And here we go. Lisa Watson from Lisa Energy Medicine.
Okay, so in the first session, I always sort of recommend that we do a full 90 minutes because I don't work on just the physical body in my treatments. I actually consider my sessions a life coaching session because I'm working with your life force energy, and your life force energy is what drives all of your other energies, and there are multi-levels of the energetic body. So you have your physical body, which is where we do the deep tissue massage. But when we work on the physical body, we can stir up the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, and then any trauma that might be down below. That if we do it right, we can actually access that as well. And sometimes it takes more than one treatment because we know that it doesn't take an hour or an hour and a half for this to happen. So most of the time, by the time people get to me, usually they're starting to make changes in their lives, and they usually will say things like, well, I don't understand, I'm eating right and I'm exercising and, you know, I've changed some things. Why is this still like this? Why am I still in so much pain? Your physical pain is not new. Your physical pain is like one of the last stages of what's happening. And so I always say that we have to meet pressure with pressure. So if this pain that went into your body went in forcefully, sometimes we have to use a little bit of pressure to bring it back out. So you don't want to use just positive thinking to get rid of deep-seated tension. It might not work. I mean, it might work for a little while, but it's not going to be gone for good. So we use the physical body to dig up or to stir up memory and all the different things that come with it, bring it to the surface, and then we observe it, and we use the breath to move it through. So whenever you're in any kind of situation that's difficult, we have a tendency to hold our breath because that's how your body moves away from pain and towards pleasure. But you don't want to hold your breath, because if you hold that, you're holding in everything. So when we don't release and let go through our breath, our sweat, our tears, and any other form of, you know, exhausting through the body, or you know, getting rid of toxins and things like that, we always have to make sure we're breathing. So that's one of the first things I tell people, is that your only job on the table is to breathe and to be a wet noodle, because I'm going to be moving you around a lot.
That is true.
Yeah, so that's really important. The other thing is I use a number system. So it is a deep tissue massage. I use a number system, and I want to get you as deep as possible, as you can handle, to your threshold, as long as you can breathe. So we work together. It's a partnership. It's not you just falling asleep or thinking about something else. I want you fully present in this experience. And the reason I choose 90 minutes is because, actually, sometimes it's even longer than that, because the part that I'm doing with you right now, I don't actually charge for that. This is my way of kind of really giving you a full experience of, you know, an opportunity to change your life. And so what I've done is I've taken a whole bunch of different modalities that work for me, that I love and that I have a lot of passion for, that I've brought together and married them to make this amazing treatment that really does change your life. So I usually start off with, like we mentioned before in the other session that we did together, the other podcast, is I always want to look at where did we come from, because everything comes from history and history repeats itself. So we always look at where did I start? What happened to me? Why am I this way? I mean, I've always asked that of myself. Like, why am I so jealous? Why am I so angry? Why do I get upset and react this way? Why do I run away when things aren't good? Right? These are all behavior patterns that eventually show up in the physical body. And so we want to look at why. Why am I like this? Well, everything that you are is a program that you have accepted, that you have taken on from your parents and your environment and your society. Because babies are sponges and we can't metabolize, we can't self-soothe ourselves. We have to rely on the world to do it for us when we are babies. And so as babies, we allow that, we expect that, and if it doesn't work out, we have to find a coping strategy, and that coping strategy is what ends up being the problem later on, because it doesn't work anymore when you're an older person. So you can't just run away from a job or beat up your boss or cry. I mean, you can, it might not work, but we want to find other ways to deal with our problems so that, you know, they work for us. And when we don't know how to do that, we create tension in our bodies. We hold it in our shoulders, we hold it in our hips, we hold it as a headache, a stomach ache, whatever it might be, and over time it becomes physical and eventually it will turn into disease. So what I've done is I've taken these modalities, the first one being the chakra system, which is the developmental stages of energy from the time that you're in the womb to the time that you turn 20, and then they start over again, and that's when they start to really show up. So we talk about all these different stages, and it's quite a process. I might ask that person, well, where in your life are you having the most problem? What in your life is showing up over and over again that is difficult? Is it a relationship? Is it your job? Is it your relationship with money? Is it your relationship with love? Is it your ability to speak your truth, to take back your power? Like, usually there's something there that, and even if they don't actually know what it is, because I understand energy, I can pinpoint it usually just by what they're talking about. So I'm like, well, tell me what's happening. Why are you here? So, for example, I'll use a different example that I used last time. If somebody has trouble at work, standing up for themselves, being able to ask for a raise, not being bullied, often that will come from a problem of not being able to manage your own power. So as a child, if you've been told to just sit back and do as, you know, do what you're told and, you know, be nice, and, you know, we never get to practice what it feels like to have power, and so we just give it away, or we end up powering over other people. I think I mentioned, like, the last time, it's like Donald Trump, right? But I don't like to always use that because, you know, some people like him, some people don't like him, but I think it's just that we don't understand him. You know, he might be a good guy, but maybe he just never got a proper opportunity to understand and use his power. And so people will come to me with a type of issue, and then we'll look at, well, where did that start? And then once we have that, we can look at, well, what energy is that? So the chakra development is what happened to me, but now I look at the five elements of Chinese medicine to decide, well, okay, well, now I am this energy. Like, usually we'll dominate a couple. I can actually, what I can do too is I can offer a link for all of your listeners to take a test to find out what their energies are, what dominates, and so they'll be able to kind of get an idea and kind of understand their energy a little bit better too. And I do this for my clients as well. So then we look at, okay, well, what am I now? So there's five elements. There's fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. And each one of those energies has two organs that are attached, with the exception of fire, which has two organs in two forms. So each organ has a job to do and a way that it needs to move in order to be healthy. And each energy also has a way that it moves in order to be healthy. So water flows, wood expresses, fire burns, earth endures, and metal holds in. And so those are all energetic ways that we move through life, and we need them all, but we do dominate two, maybe sometimes even three. When we're out of balance, it will show up as the way our emotions express. So our emotions are just an exhaust of our feelings. And when we don't allow ourselves to feel something, we don't exhaust. And then we hold in tension, and it becomes stress and disease and illness and all things that we don't want in our bodies. So life is about movement. We want to be able to move and go with the flow, like water, because that's what we are. But we need all of these other energies and expressions in order for us to be whole. When we're not, it will show up in our organs eventually. We can be proactive on this. Like in Chinese medicine, you know, we try to encourage proactivity as opposed to reactivity. We don't want to wait until we're sick in order to be able to take care of ourselves. If we could be proactive, then we won't need our medical system as much. We don't need to tax it. So each of these organs has a group of muscles attached as well. So when somebody says to me, I hurt in this specific area, in my arms or my legs or my chest or wherever, I can look at that particular part of the body, look at what, first of all, what muscle is that? What is that muscle's function? What does that muscle relate to as far as its organ? What expression or energy does it relate to? And then we look at the whole. So I don't just look at one part of the person, I look at the whole person. And I look at each level of the energetic body. So each one has an emotion attached to it, but there's also all the other layers, the mental layer, the physical layer, the spiritual layer. And we can kind of backtrack to, you know, where is this showing up the most? So if somebody says, well, I've been really emotional lately, I haven't been able to stop crying, or if they're like, I have this mental thought that won't go away, my mind is telling me stories, I can't sleep, or it could be a physical issue, I'm hurting really badly in my shoulders and I just can't move through life. Now, when we have anything in our body that is hurting, it affects all of the other layers. So if you feel physically ill, you're not going to be thinking good thoughts. You're not going to be a very emotionally stable person. And you're probably going to be a bit of a jerk to be around. And so, you know, people are going to be like, I don't want to be around you when you're like that. So when we can take care of ourselves on every level, we show up better, we become more attractive, and then we can attract good things and good people in our lives. And then we can flow that out and be able to offer something positive to our world, right? So we all have this job to do, this task, and so does our muscles, so does our organs. And so we can use those organs and muscles in the physical body to tell us something that we might need to know. Like, for example, if I'm working on one of your bands, which mirrors a meridian, so in the Rainer massage that I do, this is the third modality that I have brought in, and probably one of the most profound when it comes to making change in the physical body, is each one of these bands of tension that were developed by Brandon Rainer. And Brandon Rainer went around and traveled to 50 different countries and studied 50 different types of massage and wanted to know what is everyone trying to do and what, you know, what is the best of every one of these things that I can bring together into this massage. And so this is what he's done. And he is seriously like the most amazing man ever. I am so grateful for him. He has changed my life. This massage has changed my life. And all of these modalities together in one beautiful modality has changed many lives, I can say for sure. And when we can go into these bands of tension, what they've realized, so let me just back up, these bands of tensions are the same bands that the acupuncturists put needles in to release tension, to release energy. And so what I do is I go in and I use my elbows primarily to create deep pressure against this tension that develops along this line of energy, this band, this meridian, if you will, and I remove it. It's just like pushing negative energy or blockages out. So our head, our hands, and our feet are considered the roots. So when you want to get rid of a bad weed, we want to go to the root. So I never ignore the hands, the head, and the feet. All of our meridians run off and on our head, our hands, and our feet. So a lot of times, most of our tension will end up there. So just by releasing the hands and the feet, and sometimes even the head, things release in the midline. As well as a lot of our tension, and this is why a lot of RMTs use the musculature to release tension is a lot of our tension will actually show up at the origin and the assertion point of each muscle. So there's lots of different techniques that I use, from the Rainer massage, as well as Touch for Health, which is another modality that I've studied to the point where I am actually an instructor as well. So I know that one very, very well. And from that knowledge, I've learned so many different techniques, so many different aspects of each of these energies, so that when somebody walks in and sits in front of me, I can look at their body, I can look at their body type, their body structure, the way that they hold energy, and I can actually almost read their energy just by the way that they move, and just in the first half an hour I can pretty much pinpoint it. And that's when I usually give them the test and have them go test, and then I test my theory and see if I'm right or wrong. I've been pretty good at really targeting the right energies in people. And when I know what energy you are, then I know what you need, and I know what I need to give you to help you learn your own energy. When you know your own energy, you can help others understand you, and then you can read other people's energy and help yourself understand them. And that way, you're not looking at other people going, why are you so different? Why are you so weird? Why do you do that? Instead, you can be like, oh, you're a wood element. You need to express yourself. Okay, well, let's see. We know that a wood needs to be rooted and grounded. We know that it needs to have a strong, healthy core to stand up strong. We know that it's intuitive through its leaves and branches. And if it's not strong and sturdy through its core and rooted with a nice, healthy environment to grow in, and that would be the earth, then it's not going to be intuitive. It's not going to be able to feed its environment, it's not going to be able to read its environment, it's not going to be able to feed itself. It will become root bound or overgrown or somehow out of balance. We know that a tree, it's not going to stop growing. If you suppress a seed, it's not going to stop growing, but it might be crooked, it might be broken a little bit, just like we would be if we didn't have a proper environment, a proper support system, and a healthy core in order to be able to, you know, move through life. And our healthy core is also our power center. It's the power that we need to stand up for ourselves, to be strong in our being, and to be able to ask for what we need and what we want, and to be able to, you know, help others do the same. So it's really important that we have all of these energies balanced. And so when someone comes in, we talk about this. I educate them about what this looks like and what to expect. One of the biggest things that I need to develop with a person is trust. And that's one of the other reasons why my sessions are so long, because you can't build trust in 15 minutes, right? I mean, maybe you can a little bit, but at the end of the day, the body has a separate agenda. So even though you might come in and say, yeah, let's go, let's do this, you know, I'm on the table, let's remove this tension. So then I get in there with my elbows and your body starts pulling back. And you don't even know it's happening, but your body is like running away from me, and I'm like, okay, breathe. So we want to calm down the nervous system. We don't want to break into your body. It'd be like breaking into your house. You're not going to let me in. No, you want me to knock on the door, wipe my feet, introduce myself, get to know some common ground, and then it's like, ah. And when your body can trust, and when you can trust, your body will have this beautiful ability to let go. And so it becomes a little bit of a relationship, and not just a relationship between you and me or your body, but a relationship between you, your mind, and your body. So everything in life is a relationship, and unless you can develop trust and have a good relationship with whatever it is you're relating to, you know, the energy won't flow between the two evenly and properly, right? So when people leave here, that's when the process starts, okay? So we've stirred stuff up, we've moved stuff out, we've made space, and it's an opportunity to learn something, to be really present, and to get to know who you are. Maybe there's a story that might come to the surface in the form of a feeling. A lot of our beliefs are nonverbal, so you might feel something that's like, oh my goodness, what is that? Often I have people at my table will just start talking about their childhood. And they think it's normal, but I know it's, you know, it's something we've pulled up. They might start talking about an old injury. They might start crying. They might start getting angry. They might decide that they've had enough. So there's lots of things that can happen, and I'm prepared to hold space for any of those things. But that's why it's really important to develop trust, because I want people to realize that all the things that our society has taught you that boys don't cry, or it's not good to make noise when you're getting a massage, or to, you know, get angry, or to speak your truth, whatever it might be that might come up during this treatment, it's allowed, and it needs to happen in order for you to be able to let go of something. Now, when you let go of something, you make space for something new. And so the process becomes setting an intention. So whatever you came here to do, whatever the reason that brought you here, will be your intention. However, if your body has another agenda because it wants to heal in a priority sequence, it will bring up whatever that is, and it'll come up on its own, and then we change direction. So I never go in with a plan. I look through your body, I try to find tension, I can see it in the way that you stand, the way that you hold yourself, and I might use that as a starting point, but then I follow these bands and I look at where it leads me. And so depending on what I find, I never really know what I'm gonna do. So once you leave here, you know, we call it a healing crisis, because what we're doing is we're moving lymph. So the lymph is the largest circulatory system that nobody talks about. It holds toxins. It only moves in one direction. It only moves through physical manipulation or exercise. So when we move this lymph and this toxin into your bloodstream, you actually become toxic for a little while. So you might be emotional, you might feel sick, you might have a headache, you might be tired, and that's all normal. It's okay. But if you are somebody who is super toxic, maybe you've done a lot of drugs, maybe you are a bodybuilder with a lot of lactic acid in your muscles, maybe you have a lot of stress. If you are super toxic, you could hold this for up to a week. And I've had this happen where people are like, what the hell did you do to me? And it's like, it's okay. You need to rest. You need to honor your body. You need to drink a lot of water. And you need to let this pass. And then usually once it's done, they feel like $1 million because, you know, they've allowed this to happen. So I always say it doesn't always feel good going in. Stress doesn't feel good when it happens. Tension doesn't feel good when it's there. It's not going to always feel good coming out. So we have to allow ourselves to feel that discomfort and to appreciate it, really, because if you can feel really bad, then imagine how you would feel really good. So in order to feel really good and appreciate that feeling, you need to know what it feels like to be not good, right? So there's that polarity. So the process starts, and then people say, well, when should I come back? Right? And usually they, you know, I hear a lot of practitioners say, well, you need to come to me twice a week for the rest of your life, or, you know, because yeah. it's sometimes it's a money grab, and that's not me. I'm not here to take your money unnecessarily. I'm here to make you well, and I'm here to help you sustain that. I don't want people to have to come back over and over again. I'm here to help people feel good and to go away and hopefully feel good for a long time. So I say, listen to your body. When this feeling that feels so good goes away, you'll know. And the only way that you'll never have to come back to me is if you're no longer alive. Because as long as you're living, you are using your body, there's wear and tear, and there is stress. And so, you know, it's all about give and take. It's about filling up, letting go, filling up, letting go. So you're going to fill up, take in energy, good energy, bad energy, metabolize it. And then sometimes there's going to be stuff that's going to go wrong. And so it's no different than maintaining your house, maintaining your car, maintaining anything that operates, right? You are a vessel that needs maintenance. You need to be taken care of often, right? And so this becomes a lifestyle. It's not just something you come and do once. It's something that, you know, it's like a checkup, right? So you fix up, you come as many times as you need to until you feel good, and then it's maintenance. So really it's about you taking back your power, listening to your own body and doing what's right for you, and not allowing me or anybody else tell you any different. So it's about you coming back home to yourself. So that's what it becomes, just a learning exercise at the end of the day. So having said that, are you ready?
So there you go. Like that was just the beginning of an incredible 2-hour experience I had.
So how much is it for a 2-hour session? Do you remember?
I think it's the 90 minutes is her average one. I think that's about 130.
That's not bad. That's actually really quite good.
And well, yeah. And for what you get out of it, and it's such a unique experience. I've had massage therapists and masseuses and, you know,
masseuses. Like the Canada Gooses.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, and physiotherapy and all that kind of stuff. And this was just a step above all of that. It's just a completely different experience. And, you know, the conversations you can have in there, and the knowledge base, like I referenced at the start of the show, was just so incredible that you can, you know, I didn't talk a lot because I was wanting to just listen, but there was plenty of opportunities I could have asked more questions or could have delved into my own personal stuff or whatever. Like, it's just such a unique combination of like mental and physical therapy that it's something that I've, like, something I've never experienced before.
Crazy. Well, that's awesome.
So, yo, and yeah, Lisa's going to, I've been communicating with her anyway, and she's going to be putting together a post in the next little while about, on Facebook, about the show and about her practice, and kind of roll it all into one kind of fine little deal that if you've listened to the previous episode with her and this one, she's going to maybe throw out a question or, you know, get a quote from some point of each show, and that you can be entered a chance to win a session with her.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, so that'll be spectacular. She's very excited about that, and she's very excited about having getting to be on the show again without actually having to be on the show again.
Because it is a commitment to come on the show.
Exactly. So she committed once to this, and we got her hooked in now. So
sweet. Well, no, and that's cool. I think it, being able to engage with the her clientele and our audience like that is a great thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you can find me on Instagram at James Suds. You can find me at Anatomic Fitness Training and Coaching on Facebook, and you can download the Anatomic Fitness podcast. Download, you notice is a keyword there.
Download.
Download on Spotify, Amazon Music, Deezer, and like bunch eight or nine other others. Stuff. So,
yeah. iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. There's a bunch of ones I've never even heard of. So, yeah. Go download it. Download on multiple platforms if you want. I'm not going to complain.
No. Nor do we actually get paid.
No.
So, this is not like us trying to say, hey.
It just makes us feel that we've. contacted and connected with all of you out there.
And aren't just talking into a void.
That kind of what it feels like sometimes.
It does, yeah. Yeah. I've done this for like 11 years. Yes. In various capacities, it always feels like you're just talking to nothing.
So, thank you for all the current feedback we received, and make sure you keep sending me all those notes and all those little tips and thoughts and ideas as to what we can cover off on our next upcoming episodes.
Sweet!
So, thank you again, and enjoy your week.